Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now, a wonderful musical treat on Open House. We have jammed seven members of Naturally Seven into the Open House studio. They're currently on a sellout tour of Australia. They've also been touring with Michael Bublé. Naturally Seven began in New York's Bronx area about 13 years ago. They're an a cappella group with a difference. They prefer to call it vocal play. When you hear their music in just a moment, there'll be actually no musical instruments other than the beautiful musical instruments of their voices. So you'll hear drums, bass, guitar, keys, horns, beats, even scratching only coming out of their mouths. They are quite an act. Roger Warren, Rod Napoleon, Dwight Garfield and Hops, welcome to Open House.
Hey.
It's my treat to have you in here. Thank you so much indeed.
Thanks for having us.
Hops, can I start with you? It's a bit of a personal indulgence. I've been a bass player all my life. Just show me how low you can go. That's really low. Brilliant. Bravo. Roger and Warren, this all started with you two as brothers at home, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Started, as you said, in New York. Warren and I got together with our friends in church. Loved the traditional a cappella sound. We just started with that, harmonizing, and eventually branched out to what we call vocal play, which is just imitating instruments and just having a whole lot of fun with that. We were blessed that we had five other guys that just could do it.
And got it, yeah.
Do it, got it, and loved it.
At home, it actually started with your mum saying you can't have a drum kit because it's too noisy.
Yeah, that's how it is. So instead of beating on pots and pans, I decided to, you know, make the sounds myself and you know, indulge myself and then just annoying everyone that's around. And
so before payback. I ask you to do it, what's your drum kit?
Try to get as much, you know, like a six or seven piece set in my head. That's what I see. So I try to, you know, get some snares in there.
Yep. That's good. That is very, very clever. Garfield, harmonica. That's so clever. Rod, scratching. Give me some scratching.
Okay. Get a record out. Open house. Open house.
We'll use that as our theme in future. Roger, you had this idea of putting this group together. Tell us how that actually came together. Where are these guys from?
We're all from, we're all originally from different boroughs of New York City and Grafton and Long Island in there too. People always say, well, did you have to audition guys? And it just was a blessing that without going much further than a friend of a friend, we're able to find who's sitting in front of you today and do this particular sound. We're looking for something that was ours. What could be our own sound within a couple of bars? You'd go, that sounds like Naturally Seven.
Yeah.
You know, and so here we are today where I think we've got that sound.
That's the vocal play that you talk about, which is beyond just a cappella.
Yeah, a cappella is just simply sing without instruments, and we're still obviously that, but vocal play is when you become the instrument. The idea is to be able to do something and the audience go, I get it, that's a cello. Oh, yeah, I get it, that's a harmonica. Oh, that must be trombone. You know, they get the, you're, because in a cappella, there's a lot of groups actually that will do sounds that don't really represent anything. They just, they sound good.
Yeah.
They're harmonizing and they're just doing all sorts of different things, but it's things that only the voice could do, and it's just, oh, that's interesting.
Does anyone do a guitar?
Yeah. In fact, Warren, Polo, and Rod, they both have, all have distortion guitars that are just like straight off the mic. Why don't you give them a little taste of it?
Jimi Hendrix lives on Open House. You were pretty successful pretty early, weren't you, after this group formed?
Yes, we went out full time. We formed in '99, and we were probably on the road in 2001. Did about 47 states before going overseas, and I don't know how many countries we've been to now. We've lost count and continents. But recently, just even in the last 2 months, we've added South America and Africa. A lot of our stuff gets there before we get there with the power of YouTube.
Yes, indeed.
You know, yeah. Everywhere we go, people go, I've been watching you for years.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, yeah.
And a special honor for Michael Bublé to bring you in as his special guest artist. Yeah.
Since 2007, we joined him at the end of 2007, and we just ended that tour, our second tour with him in South Africa a couple of weeks back.
What a treat. Is there much formal musical training or voice training in Naturally 7?
Not a lot. Polo and Hops probably have done the most studying of music. The rest of us really, you know, some of us play different instruments. None of us actually play the instruments that we imitate, with the exception of Hops on bass. And when we learn our arrangements, we do it all by ear.
Yeah.
So there's not, you know, any reading sessions, and everything's done by ear.
What a gift. And you, I suppose, regard it as a gift.
Certainly. You know where our gift comes from. Yeah. Oh, it comes from God Almighty.
How important is that in the life of Naturally 7?
That is our roots. Not only is it our roots, but that's what we want to portray. You know, there's so much negative music out there. We've taken it upon ourselves to not only just put positivity out there, but put a message out there that serving God, you can still be cool and still be fun, and people can look up to you for doing it. Not just, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, that's a Christian artist, I'm not interested in that type of music. But, you know, with us, it's a little different. It's like, oh, I know what you guys are singing about. We want to touch people.
And you don't feel the pressure to make your music necessarily Christian.
There you go.
No. We're usually not marketed as a Christian artist, just as we're not marketed usually as a cappella. Again, people have preconceived notions. As soon as you say a cappella, so we kind of went away from that. And the same thing with Christian. But, of course, we are. That's what we are.
Yeah.
We know that that's where the gift comes from. And it's a beautiful thing to see when people respond to that. We're not showing up as reverends and preaching and that type of thing. But sometimes some people say they can tell before we've opened our mouths. That's a beautiful thing, too. Oftentimes in the message of the songs, people find a lot of things relevant for the struggles that they have in their lives at this time, and just wherever they are. We find ourselves at, just as we're on tour with Michael Bublé, most of the times we're not in churches, we're in secular venues. God's name in those venues has so much more power because it's so unexpected.
Yeah.
So we love to just uplift the name every time we get a chance in places where it just wouldn't be expected.
You've used the word a couple of times, blessed.
Yes, because we are, and we know it. There are so many people that do not get a chance to do what they love to do. Most of us would have done what we do now for free. Would have been probably working a job and would have got together on the weekends and, hey, this is fun. You know, wait till we try this out on the, you know, at this next concert, or, you know, at this church service or this and that, whatever. But we get to do this, I mean, make a living, travel the world, support our families, and spread a message, all doing what we would love to do anyway.
So it's still fun, notwithstanding all the hotels, the airline schedules, the grind on the road. It's still fun for you guys.
It is, and I think people see that. They see that projected in any given performance that we do, that, wow, these guys are still having fun with this. And that's because we really truly love it, and oftentimes we get together and actually talk about what our goals are so that we stay on the same page as a group. It's hard enough. One of the things that I found out with groups, bands, that people love so much is that when two people are singing together, people are amazed that they agree. Wow, they're singing a song together, they agree. So that's multiplied several times by having seven people on the stage.
Your performances are not just in the concerts and the stadiums. There's this wonderful YouTube clip of you guys on the Paris subway, which we're posting on our Open House Community Facebook page tonight. If you're listening, you must watch this. How did that begin?
We were in Paris. At that time, one of the record execs at the label we were signed to, it was, I think, her birthday, and we sang in a restaurant. We were saying happy birthday to her, kind of impromptu on the spot. And then she had this idea that, wow, you guys can just sing anywhere, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So what do you think will happen if during rush hour tomorrow you just go down in the metro and just start singing? We didn't, you know, some of us thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be a terrible idea. But, you know, but we said we're game. Let's give it a shot. And so we went down in the metro and kind of sat together and looked at each other and said, okay, let's start. And we just started singing. And just an amazing thing, I guess, even for us. I mean, we didn't know what was going to turn out, how it was going to turn out or what was going to happen. But seeing, as you've seen it, watching people that are just minding their own business on the way home.
Quite a few of them tried to ignore you for a while.
Trying to do that. And then, you know, by the end of it, it's a party right there in the
they
car.
They can't help but be drawn in by the joy of it. That's what I get out of it.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty amazing. And Roger said, like, the power of YouTube, that clip has pretty much gone around the world and has preceded us everywhere we go. You know, people are like, hey, you got to the guys from the subway, right?
Yeah. What fun. And it's had millions of hits as well, up to about 5 million.
It's a moment that was captured, as Rod said, where I think people, even more so than our performance, people love the transformation to see in that 5 minute space people go from somebody interrupting my ride to this is great, you know, and that when you think about that from a spiritual aspect, that's what we love to see, even in any performances. The transformation. It's just that's what music does.
Yeah. Well, I regard it as an absolute gift to have the privilege of speaking with you guys, but also to listen to some of your music. You're now going to do one song in your unique vocal play way for Open House. Tell us what that is.
Well, since the last thing we just talked about was the YouTube clip, we'll actually sing that song that we did there. We did our version of Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight, where we just changed up the meaning a little bit and just gave it a Naturally 7 flip.
Well, this is Naturally 7, and I can feel it in the air tonight.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. 'Cause I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh, Lord.
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh, Lord.
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh, Lord.
I can feel it in the air tonight. We gonna do it live, live, live.
Wash your hands on the clock, it's almost over. I feel it coming like it's winter, 'cause it's colder, man. Fat lady type singing like a sober man. Knock, 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 it's coming closer. I whisper to my baby, don't you worry, 'cause I told you. Don't be crying for me, I'm a soldier now. I know who's knocking at the door, that's Jehovah now.
Like I feel it, don't be drifting, thinking it's too late. Judgment only God can make. Just wait, rise you up like you're baking cake.
Waiting for the
If you feel it in the air tonight, we gon' do it like.
Enjoyed this open house podcast thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.